Now, to be very honest with you, Satan is listening, waiting on you to walk out the door. You're going to have some things that are going to come into your life now. Some people who are going to try to get real close to you. It might not do you any good. Satan is going to try very hard now to create havoc in your life. He's going to disrupt your life in any way he can. Because he can disrupt and destroy. If he can disrupt and destroy the leadership, then he can deal with the fellowship. Because without leadership, you can't have no followers. Am I right about it? I know everybody's not being ordained, but you still have some problems too. And if you really want to know the truth about it, you are ordained too, because he called you to this marvelous life. In this chapter, chapter 6, a real problem has occurred now in the church. The church was experiencing growth pains. And because of the rapid growth, it made it very difficult for the apostles. Now, in this text, the apostles are the pastors. It made it difficult for the pastors, the apostles, to minister to the congregation because of the growth. In other words, they had more people joining the church than they could accommodate. You had the Grecians. They were Greek-speaking Jews who were scattered all over the country by the Romans. And now they are coming back. And many of them have returned for the great feast of the Pentecost and of the Passover. The Grecian who are returning has adopted Greek culture. They spoke the Greek language, and they used and read that Greek Bible, which is called the Septuagint. While you had the Hebrew Jews, who were Jewish relatives in the city, who had been in the church for a long time, who had been there 50 years. It was their church. And they spoke Arabic and Greek language, but they were taught, watch this now, to reject and despise anything that's Grecian. In other words, you had a problem. Yes. People, they were having trouble getting rid of all of their prejudices. God had worked on their hearts to clean them up from all of that hatred, but they are still hanging on to some feelings against the Grecians. And they're saying this. Here come all these people coming into our church. Who they think they are? They don't deserve that much attention. I mean, we've been here for a long time. This is our church. This is our church. And they don't have the same rights we have. They don't have the same privileges that we have or as we do. This is our church. Don't that sound like church folk? I call them cliques. Church cliques. And every church got church cliques. Include this church. Those church cliques, those are the ones who always complaining and never doing nothing. Always want to be in charge of something.
Yes, yes.
And they ain't never been trained to be in charge of nothing. No, there are sins that are attached to cliques. Do you know that? Sins like being exclusive and shutting everybody else out. Come on, you can talk back to me. I know if I'm stepping on your toes, shut up and listen. Sins like thinking you better than anybody else and looking down on others who may not dress like you are.
No, I'm still.
brothers to look along you, and we need some men filled with the Holy Spirit. Some men who don't mind praising God and having a servant's heart and a love for the people. We need some people. Look about you. We need some men that is full of wisdom and able to discern and see through things down the road. Men who are able to judge based on Scripture. We need you to bring them, watch this, to us. Pastors. Bring them to the pastor. Why is that? Well, let me explain to you why. Some people are brought on popularity. Some people are brought to the church to people be say, I'm on point. You need to be a deacon. Why is that? You got to be called. And they have to bring them to the pastor and on the pastor to watch them. Watch them be.
Come on now. Come on now.
Bring us some men to the pastor so that we can put them over this business. The people were groaning because they were not being administered to.
Dress you for the battle.